Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 271. Well, I can't see him. There's Kevin. There you go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Kevin is joining us today. He's Kevin, a friend of ours, and he's got stories to tell later about the pool party.
he had his first bear party this weekend. So
oh, really? Okay, yes, this is pretty much like a mini chaser show on a bear party virgin like Kevin. We can talk about that later. Yeah. So okay, it's been happy 4th of July, everyone. It's
happy belated 4th of July.
Belated 4th of July. Did you do any fireworks, Ray?
Wherever I'm around, there's always fireworks. At least sparklers or something, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we saw fireworks in Dallas. But let's do some weekend updates. What did you guys do?
Let's talk about Maynard. Let's talk about Maynard going to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about Maynard going to the hospital. What did Maynard go to the hospital for? Eating some bad bear meat.
That's right. It's bad cock again. So I was there, and Ray was there, and he waited for me to do some tests and everything. I didn't know what it was. It's on my belly area, so I don't want to get into details in that one. But needless to say, I needed to stay the whole day. Well, the whole night, overnight.
You stayed the whole night and the next day,
and the next
day
didn't
get released until Friday.
So. Yeah, that's right. And all liquid diet and stuff. That's it's nasty. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna go through that again in a couple of days.
Yeah,
I'm not.
How'd the contrast make you feel when you drank it? Did it make you feel funny?
Oh, you know what? With the cats,
when you're all irradiated.
At first, it was normal. It just the first time was very cold. When it got through me and I was shivering. I think you saw me shivering, right?
Yeah, well, thanks because they put the IV in you.
Yeah, I was shivering and everything, and then they put me into the Stargate. I called it the Stargate. I have a picture of it. it's the CAT scan.
Folks, like if they had let him podcast from that CAT scan machine, he'd have been in there podcasting.
Actually, I could have recorded from there. I'm being scanned right now. Yeah, so I was there inside, and I was went through this CAT scan thing, and later on, they injected another. Contrast on me. This time it was warm. It may be warm inside. So it kind of felt so weird, actually.
Like tequila shots?
Yeah, actually, yes. Actually, that's how I can describe it. It's like drinking a tequila shot or a shot of whiskey or a Jägermeister. It was good. It was not a very bad experience. It's okay. And then later on, they found out what's wrong with me, and they made me stay the whole night. And I was really strong the next day, Thursday, and I wanted to go home. I could have gone home. I could have walked away, and the nurses really loved me because I was so jolly and everything. But the next day,
how many bear nurses did you have?
Oh, let me see. There was the triage thing, not the triage, who tests you first for severity, if you're severe or anything. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 is the highest, what level of pain are you in? And if you say 1 or 2, you'll be back in the back burner. You'll be about...
Sure. They put you out back in the front parking lot.
That's right. If they say, okay, you have to wait for several hours now. Bitch. Okay, I kind of expected that. Good thing I had my iPhone, I had my charger and everything, so that's what I did. I just used my iPhone and entertained myself until Ray arrived. And Ray and I just chatted. We could have recorded from there. Yeah, I should have. I didn't bring my recorder.
See,
I told you. Record. So, Kevin, I know. Kevin, I record a lot if I want to sometimes. Anyway, so that's what we did. That's what happened to me. And then the next day, as soon as I got off the hospital... And shout out to Mark and Carlos. They're the ones who picked me up. Thank you. I drove to Dallas. I went.
Yeah, Mister, I got to be in the hospital for 48 hours, and then I can go to Dallas and play in softball tournament.
Well, that's what the doctor said. You can. There's no physical limitation, so go ahead. You can do it.
And, like, the doctor knows what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, I kind of trusted him. So there, I played softball. We played against some Dallas teams, and we played against what's that team? The Roundup Diesel, the Bear team. The Bear team. I didn't get to play. They didn't make me play because it was hot. So anyway, we won against them, but it was good. I think last year we featured him on Wolf for the Bear. I think it's a Roundup Diesel. I don't know if you listeners have seen it. So that's pretty much it. Softball the whole weekend. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. How about you, Kevin? What did you do the whole 4th of July weekend?
Sleep,
and what's my first spare party?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's hear what he has to say, because Ray, you pretty much did a lot of pool parties this weekend, right?
I did two pool parties, and both were Bear pool parties, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
James and Justin, they had their party on Saturday, so went over there and to that, and pretty much stayed all day long until 11 o'clock, and finally drug my butt back home. But Kevin drug his butt in about what, 6 or 7?
Saturday. Yeah, it was around that time.
Yeah, because he finally got up out of bed, you know. Hard life, you know, sleep all day and get up, party all night. Mm-hmm. Good to be young.
Yeah.
So I'll let him take it up from there about what his impression was.
Okay, so yeah, for a first timer, what do you think, Kevin?
It was pretty exciting. It was a lot of eye candy, not gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
But the Sunday party, it was more, they pretty much took the role clothing optional, took advantage of that.
Uh-huh. I usually call that clothing discouraged. Yes. They take off your clothes sometimes. So how was it? So did you take off your clothes swimming?
I was forced to take them off.
See, there you go.
You were not forced.
You were not forced.
I was very handled. I was cornered and conquered.
Oh. How many people went?
Let's see. It. James and Justin's, man, there's people coming and going all day long, so it was a pretty big group. But I like James and Justin's because I didn't have to do anything that day. I just kind of sat over there, and actually I went and fell asleep on their couch after lunch until about 5 o'clock, and woke up. Actually, I woke up with him, with Kevin texting me and saying, how do I get there? What's the address? And then I finally went out and got in the pool and just kind of floated around and semi got molested and
must be nice.
Kevin showed up with his buddy Ben, and we all had a good time. And then Sunday at the Bear Pool, at the Houston area Bear Pool party, there's about 60-something people that showed up, and I worked my butt off grilling. Guess what I cooked?
What did you cook?
Chicken.
Oh, it's so good.
Chicken.
See, I know chicken.
You know, you're an expert with chicken.
I'm an expert with chicken, see.
You're such a hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
And I think within 5 minutes of my, because a couple people got there early, and I think within 5 minutes of me getting there, setting up, get ready to cook and stuff, people are already running around disrobed.
Disrobed, so. Okay. Was there nudity at James and Justin?
No.
No, there's none. And no.
So, well, there was, there's Sean being loud and flashing his butt to everybody, just being Sean, you know.
Oh, okay, all right. So, but then at the Bear Pool party, there's a how many went again? 60? Did you say 60 earlier?
60 something, and there was a whole group that was having their fun at one end of the pool, and all the rest of us were at the other end.
See, that's something I always miss. I always miss the pool parties whenever it's a 4th of July. How about you, Kevin? How about the 4th of July? This is your first time. What do you usually do on a 4th of July? With your family, or
I'm usually out of the country, so this is pretty much my first summer in like 7 years in Houston.
Wow,
in the States.
And then it has to be with the Bears. Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This was his first. This was his first Pride Parade too.
Oh, the Pride Parade. So, what do you think? You joined the float, the walking entry of the Bears, Kevin?
Yeah, I was walking with them. It was really exciting, especially when it's my first Pride. Yeah. I got to throw beads at all those begging people.
Yeah, that's something I'm wondering about people. It's your first Pride. And actually, my first Pride also was I joined. I joined walking. That's the first time. I didn't get to watch. And this time, for the past 7 or 8 years, I think, I've always been marching. And it's usually I'm ahead. Our group is ahead of the bears, so I get to take pictures of the bears. But this year, I didn't get to take pictures of the bears. I hope you guys have pictures of the bear float.
I think people sent them on MySpace and a bunch of other places and Flickr.
The
few pictures I've seen floated around.
Probably
all the Asians were walking around, you know, in pink tutus with lights on them. So nobody was taking pictures for the bears, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Or Hello Kitties.
They were slacking on their job.
We lost our Asian card at that moment. Card. Yeah. So yeah, that's a busy weekend for you guys, I guess. Yeah.
I got a question for Kevin here.
Okay.
Since you brought your friend Dante yesterday to the pool party, what was his reaction? Not being interested in bears and seeing all that was going on.
Is he a bear?
I'm sure that had to be. No.
He's not.
He's another little Twinkie boy.
Oh. Okay.
But I assumed it was an interesting conversation on the way back home last night.
Oh yeah, I mean he didn't have any problem getting attacked a couple times.
Yeah, he was almost mauled by a couple bears.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sometimes happens, I guess. Okay, let me ask you guys about. There's something I wanted to ask a long time. If people do not like bears, have you encountered anyone who really despises the bear community or bears or anybody who's bigger than they are? No?
No, not really. I mean, I always get the typical slam down like, you're too big for me or you're too old for me. But nobody's like, I'm a fat person hater. I can't stand y'all.
Yeah. Run
you over in the street or anything like that. No. Mm-hmm. And I think Kevin will end up having that whole thing where he'll get rejected more because he is skinny in the bear community.
That's right. Do you chat online? Have you tried chatting?
Chat online? I just joined Bear 411 the other day.
And you got in? See?
No. I don't know if I got in or not.
Okay.
Oh.
See, Matt, we despise Bear 411 because they won't let Maynard have an account because he's not a bear. They don't consider him a bear.
Oh, they have a chaser. Like, we say you're a chaser.
Yeah, that's true. You can say that you're a chaser, but for you to be approved, you have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to pay then.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, that's what I've heard, okay? There's some people that I know, it's a pay site. If you want your business somewhere else, you can do it somewhere else if you want to. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I haven't tried lately. Maybe I should try again. Maybe not. Nah.
Maybe not.
No, not at all. I won't.
We've talked too much shit about it. We can't join again now.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Besides, so. I don't sound like a bear. Yeah. You remember that
south
time?
Of the border?
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're south of the border.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you're Filipino, so that means you're Mexican-Asian.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not Mexican-Asian. I'm just Asian. Yeah, a crazy Asian. That's, that's just something I wanted to ask because there are people who really despise any kind categorizing people, because we have categories on chatting on our chat sites. Like you, Kevin, you put yourself as a chaser. So when you look for people or people look for chasers, it's easier to filter. I think it's just that the online community is the one that propagates these labels. Categories. So it makes it easier to swift through, right? But then there are also people who are, dislike other people, dislike other categories, and up to the point of bigotry already. And sometimes it kind of it kind of pissed me off, and I just shrug it off. I don't know if the listeners ever experienced that. And to think that we ourselves are in a community and in a bear community, it's already a subset of the gay community, and there's still some people who are, you know, who are disliking and very vocal about their dislike of the bear community. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. What do you guys think? If that's why I was asking if you experienced.
Well, I think there's discrimination all the way around. I mean, for one shape, form, or the other, and I don't think it's a lot of it's not intentional. But I think, you know, everybody has their preferences, and you know, and people like what they like. But still, I mean, I don't know if I've seen anybody actively go out and say, "I'm your bear. You're not allowed here," or anything like that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty. Anyway, this is just something that I observed, or I have heard, or somewhere. Sorry. Anyway, so let's get on with other news. Actually, I have some news about BTalk. I was listening to their episode 195. They're closing. They're planning to end it on episode 200.
Oh, they're shutting down the store?
Yeah, they're shutting down the store. But they're gonna keep the site as a keep the site going. The site's going to be active, but then I don't think they're going to podcast anymore. They're going to do recording or live video and everything. Have you heard of BTalk, Kevin?
Yeah, Ray introduced me to it not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Haven't listened much to it, though.
Yeah, okay. They're great guys. Kurt, Joel, Jason, and Shannon. Actually, when I was in Chicago, I hanged out with them. And they were doing a live show, and they called me up in the stage. They're really nice guys, and I would say that they're pretty much our brother podcast because we have them in the show. They had who did we have? We had
Shannon.
Jason, Shannon. Yeah, we had Shannon a couple of times.
Jason.
And Jason, and later on, they asked me to be in their show. And Shannon's been the one. Shannon's the one who's been sticking around with us. So he's a nice guy.
He's not on their podcast, but wasn't Steve on our podcast at one time?
Steve?
He came down to visit.
Oh, in Houston. And, okay,
in
yeah.
Houston, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's roommates with Jason before.
Jason, that's right. Yeah. He was somebody's roommate.
That's right. But then he moved away.
I think he moved away?
He moved. He went back. He went to Tennessee, I think. Yeah, Steve-O.
Tennessee?
Ooh, Tennessee. Shout out to Chattanooga boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
To all the teachers of the year in Chattanooga.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the news. I was listening to episode 195, and they announced towards the end that they're going to stop at 200. So guys, if you're any of the BTalk boys, if you're a listener here and you're a listener of a BTalk, yeah, congratulations to the guys. They've done a good job. 200 shows. Well, they're 195 right now and 5 episodes to go. And I'm sure they're going to go out with a bang. That's going to be 5 weeks from now, I guess. So, yeah. So, BTalk boys, I salute you guys. You guys are great. And, yeah, we'll hang out probably if I go to Minnesota or we meet again in TBRU or Chicago.
You never know. You might get a drive to Minnesota and see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I
on your long journey coming up.
No, we're not going to go Midwest. Let me see. We're going to go. I think we are going to go through Chicago. No. We're not going to go Minnesota. No, we're not going to go Minnesota. We are going to go Detroit. I'm trying to see Pinoy
Detroit.
Boy.
Detroit.
Pinoy Boy from the Omay Pod podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's the news. BTalk ending in episode 200. Okay, so how about movies? What do you guys watch lately?
What have we watched? What was the last thing I watched? What came out last week?
I think the biggest Transformers.
Transformers, yeah.
That's the thing I've seen. That's the last one? Did we talk about Transformers before?
Yeah, we talked about Transformers.
We talked about it already.
Okay. The only thing that really opened up this week was the gangster movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh, and Public Enemies.
Yeah, Public Enemies. So that's supposed to be pretty good. I hadn't talked to anybody that's seen it yet. So, but The Mother of All Movies comes out Tuesday night.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about
Harry
that.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. You're a Harry Potter fan, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, I am.
As in, you read the books too? Or you just watch it?
The majority of the books.
Majority of the books, okay.
It just got too big for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I just couldn't put it down. The books are great. Yeah, they're going to come up next week. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so we're doing the midnight show on Tuesday night.
Okay, let me ask you guys, is it going to be disappointing? Or do you think it's going to be good? By the trailers you've seen. And if you remember the book, how it went, do you guys think that it's going to be interpreted well? The same, because the ones before, I'm a little disappointed with the movies compared to the books. Yeah. But
you got to look at the books have so much in it, and there's only so many movies you can do. Mm-hmm. And the next book's being divided into two separate movies, so because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
So, but you know, still there's only the book takes place over a year, and you got to squeeze that all down into 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff gets missed, and a lot of detail gets left out. But I think the main storyline's there on the most part, from what I've seen. I mean, yeah, there's some cuter stuff that I'd like to have seen on the movies that they didn't do, like specific characters, a little character traits and stuff. But mm-hmm. I think they're doing okay. It's kind of hard to take something that's big worldwide that pretty much everybody knows about and take it and make it something that everybody likes. I mean, the only other way to do it would be like take it and make it our TV series or something and just do it page by page from the book, but then it would kind of be a very slow TV series. So
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about, can we do a little spoiler, just a very slight spoiler on the next book, not the Half-Blood Prince, but the Deathly Hallows. Let me ask you guys, it's going to be split into two, all right?
It'll be split into two,
and I think they're going to go probably chapter by chapter. They're going to be very detailed on those two movies.
Well, sure, because there's a lot that's reaccounted in that book.
Yeah, that's right.
And it ties up a lot of stuff that's been happening through all the other books. So. Okay. The only thing I hate about that last book is Harry Potter wandering in the wilderness like Jesus or something for 40 days or 40 nights out there hiding from Baltimore. And it's just like, go do something, damn it.
That's right. Okay, that's what I'm about to ask, because he was traveling around with Hermione. Well, yeah. Hermione and Ron. And then at one time, Ron left. So yeah. Hermione, for a long time, Hermione and Harry would walk around also. You mean travel around and hiding from Voldemort.
They were doing a little more than walking around. They're teenagers, okay?
I'm quite sure they're shacking up. They've been doing each other. I'm quite sure. They're teenagers.
I think Harry's been doing Ron and Hermione.
What made you think that?
Well, I just think he's done them both.
Oh, did you hear about that? Ron, the character of Ron, got swine flu.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I heard about last.
The actual actor got swine flu?
The actor got swine flu.
Wow.
That's what I heard. Anybody listening, just confirm, please. But as far as I know,
yeah. It's sure it's not some magical ailment he's caught and they're just pushing it off as swine flu.
No. I don't know. So, but it's something, I don't know where he came from, but that's what I heard.
Yeah. But Half-Blood Prince is going to be the hard movie because that's where Dumbledore dies.
Oops.
Well, they know. Oops. Everybody's read the freaking book. Everybody knows he dies.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
I mean, that was like the first thing everybody put out as soon as it got released. Oh, my God, Dumbledore dies. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, we just called it. Sorry, audience. But that's what's going to happen.
If they've read the books, I know he dies. But yeah. That's going to be the hardest because that's the very end of the book. It's his funeral and everything.
And you know, Ray, we've been spoiling movies for a long time and nobody's been reacting. So I guess we can do it. Well,
you know.
That's fine.
Speaking of movies, I was told by our favorite little chaser in San Diego, Carl, mm-hmm. that at Comic-Con this year,
that's right.
We're supposed to get a preview of the Green Lantern movie.
Damn you guys, I want to go.
So we will see how that goes. So
that's
I assume they're
awesome.
Doing it Wednesday night. So I got to go
can't
book
believe
my
you guys are gonna watch that.
Flights. And, pay for my ticket and stuff and get all that booked so I can get out of here. So.
Green Lantern is my favorite DC character. Yeah.
But see, the whole thing is, I haven't heard of them starting filming the movie yet. I heard that, what's his name, Chris Pine was being knocked around to be cast as Green Lantern, but I hadn't heard that he got cast, or I guess I can go looking up an internet movie database in a little bit and see if he actually got cast and if they're in production. So
it's going to be a good Green Lantern. It's more like a Kyle Reiner, not the Hal Jordan one, but more like Kyle Reiner. But but I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to do a Hal Jordan or Kyle Reiner?
Yeah. I don't know.
Kevin, do you know that, Kevin? Do you read comic books like The Green Lantern or?
No, since I was a kid.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, like 3 weeks ago.
Not like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I grew up with it. You know, I grew up watching Green Lantern, loving Green Lantern on, every Saturday, the cartoon. And then collected the comic book for a while. Yeah. It's a really good.
Not to give a spoiler, but I got a Green Lantern surprise for our little friend Carl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me later offline.
Okay.
So we can do that. So
Carl, you got to think about it from now until the end of July. What are you going to get?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. So I guess this is going to be a really short show because I know you guys are going to watch. What are you guys going to watch? Are you going to watch? It's Monday now. You guys going to watch?
It's Monday. Weeds is on, but I got to catch up. I'm like three or four episodes behind because I've been busy and hadn't had a chance to watch it. But Kings is back on. I was happy to see that got recorded the other week. And I caught up on the two or three episodes that it had recorded. I didn't realize it was doing it. And why didn't you tell me Merlin was on?
You know, is that any good, Merlin?
I don't know. That's what I got. Somebody told me, said, oh, it's been on for about 3 weeks now. I'm like, crap, now I got to go to Hulu or somewhere and watch it. So
yeah. I better be online. It better be. Yeah. Are you a sci-fi fan, Kevin? You watch a lot of these geek stuff that we usually watch too?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, but he's a big role player game. I mean, he's a big gamer. So.
Oh, really? What do you play? What games do you play?
World of Warcraft. Of
course. Oh my God, you're one of them. Ah, one of the ones. Okay, there's a
Him and Johnny Lee were in the pool and they got close to each other, and I kept waiting for them to like transform and start whipping. Fighting with each other, so, you know. Johnny Lee turns in his big old, female fairy character, and Kevin turns into some big old giant troll or something. They duel it out in the pool, but it didn't happen.
F5, lightning bolt. Yeah. So, what characters do you play, Kevin?
Because I play one of the sexier characters in the game. It's a blood elf.
Blood elf. Okay.
It's like a fair-skinned elf.
Mm-hmm. So what level are you in now?
I'm 80, of course.
Oh my God, you are a geek! Oh no! Well, that's good. I mean, who else are playing? Johnny, one of the guys from Chaser Show. Johnny, he plays World of Warcraft also. And Gary plays. You know Gary from the Father's Day episode.
Yeah, and he's had a lot of play. He ought to be like high level now. He's had plenty of time to play.
I think he's level 60 plus right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he?
Yeah. So yeah, that's good for you guys. You guys play WoW. I don't know. Next time maybe if a Star Wars game, a Star Wars MMORPG would come out, that'd be nice to play.
Well, there's a new one coming out. He was just telling me about it earlier.
Yes, I want to try that out. I think I'll try that. You know, a Jedi running around, that'd be nice. Yeah, slicing off heads of robots or stormtroopers. But anyway, okay, so before we wrap up, what are you guys going to do this weekend, this coming weekend? It's a week after 4th of July. Anything special this weekend? No?
Sit at home? Yeah, maybe go see Harry Potter 3D.
Is that this weekend?
Harry Potter 3D comes out this week. They just don't have it advertised at what times it's showing at the movie theaters yet, because I was trying to find it today and they don't have it listed, so I guess they're working it into the schedule. But Harry Potter is supposed to be a version of it in 3D.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So I figured I'd go see that. You know,
I'm saving up a time for that because Mike wants to watch it. Mike wants to watch it with me, so we're going to watch it probably next week when everything's done. Anyway, update this coming Friday. I will have an anal probe, so that's
and not by me. Can I help?
No, you cannot. I don't know if I'll enjoy it, but we shall see.
Anyway, I'm gonna get big things in little places.
Anyway, okay. So, well, I want to talk about a movie we watched last weekend, but it doesn't matter. We watched Rudy y Cursi. It's a Spanish language subtitled movie, but it's about brothers who played football. But there's nothing much to it. I don't know if any of the audience are interested with it. So, anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. This is a short show because I have to eat. I'm hungry, and I'm still not 100%. So,
that's right. But he went and played softball this weekend.
I did. I used all my energy last weekend. Yeah. So okay. So thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for joining us. Maybe you can join us again next time and tell us some more stories.
Maybe when we actually do a Chaser show, he can be on the Chaser show.
That's right. You can share stories. We can indoctrinate you. We can teach you the Chaser ways. Yeah, we can do that. Hiya! Okay. So do you have any online presence, like a Flickr account or a Bear411 account that people can check you out with, Kevin?
I guess my MySpace, myspace.com/MattandKevin, one word.
Okay, Matt and Kevin. Oh, that was you. Okay. I remember that. I friended you the other day. Anyway, okay. So, everyone, check him out. Matt and Kevin. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nar@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or give us a call on the landline at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice comments. We'll play it in the show. And visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. And friend us on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Nard. And Ray is, what do you have?
Hubert Dad.
H-O-U, Bear Dad. And you can also follow Bear Podcast on Twitter. Yeah, we post shows there too. So you get updates through us through Twitter. Okay, so Ray, I will probably see you this weekend or so, okay?
Yep.
So. All right.
Oh, I got one quick thing.
Okay.
Kevin, we have a listener that says I objectify young adult males.
Oh,
do
okay.
I do that?
Wait, say what?
I objectify young adult males. Do I do that?
Yes, it does.
Oh, no, I do not. Oh, what? Thanks a lot, Kevin. See, I'm trying to get... Zach wins.
Okay. Woohoo, Zach. Shout out, Zach. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening. We will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs. He doesn't love me yet, so I'm running away. Not like you. Not like you. Not like you are. And the cold and freeze inside, when you act like it's in time, and you realize it's hard to take it back, and you just breathe each moment back.